Mom signed Adria and me up for recreational gymnastics classes that very week. She enrolled us in 45-minute sessions twice a week, and she bought us colorful Leos from Bannon's gift shop on our very first day. I couldn't have been more thrilled. I was finally learning the proper way to do all those skills I used to improvise on the trampoline. Adria was more lukewarm about the whole experience. She just went along with me. Ronnie was the recreational gymnastics coach. Halfway through our first class, she called over another teacher to run the session for a few minutes so she could find her daughter, Amy Borman, who is one of Bannon's team coaches. "You have to come see this little kid," Ronnie told Amy. "She's a natural." Amy had been involved in gymnastics since she was six, which meant Ronnie had also spent almost three decades immersed in the sport. First as a gymnastics mom, and later as a coach, Ronnie knew gymnastics. She told us later that she just had a sense about me. But Amy was busy coaching and blew her off. "Mom, I can't right now," she said. Ronnie insisted. "Amy, you want to see this kid. She has something." "Mom," Amy said, sounding exasperated. Okay, in a bit." Amy never came to see me that day, or for the next two classes. Then toward the end of my second week, she was walking through the gym to the area where the teen gymnasts practice, and she noticed me. I saw this teeny petite thing with rippling muscles who was just full of energy and couldn't stay still, Amy said later. She was sitting on the floor with her legs out in front of her. Then she put her hands at her sides and pulled up through